Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Kim Wickens Lexington, The Extraordinary Life and Turbulent Times of America's Legendary Racehorse, is a historical biography of Lexington, the 19th century thoroughbred whose racing talent was eventually overshadowed by his importance as a sire, published by Ballantine Books. The book treats Lexington not simply as a famous animal, but as a figure through whom readers can understand early American racing, Kentucky breeding culture, Civil War disruption, and the transformation of the thoroughbred industry. Lexington was foaled in 1850, originally named Darley, and became one of the fastest horses of his day before blindness and breeding value reshaped his career. Wickens's purpose is to reconstruct a life that had long been central to pedigrees, but had not received a full modern biography. The result is sports history, equine biography, and social history combined, explaining why Lexington's influence continued long after his own races ended. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Lexington's racing career reveals the older world of American heat racing. The book places Lexington's brief but celebrated racing career within the demanding culture of mid-19th century American heat racing. Unlike modern racing, which usually centers on a single dash, elite races of Lexington's era could require horses to run repeated heats over long distances. This made stamina, recovery, soundness, and tactical management as important as raw speed. Lexington's record, commonly summarized as 7, starts with 6 wins in 1 second. Matters not only because it marks him as a superior competitor, but because it reflects a different athletic standard from the one dominant after the Civil War. Wickens uses this context to prevent readers from judging Lexington by modern assumptions. His greatness was measured in durability and endurance as well as speed. The book also shows that racing fame in this period depended on owners, breeders, trainers, wagers, newspapers, and regional pride. Lexington's career, therefore, becomes a window into how American sporting celebrity was created before national media systems were fully developed. Secondly, his greater historical importance came from breeding rather than racing. A central point of Wickens's biography is that Lexington's racing achievements, impressive as they were only the beginning of his historical significance. His influence as a stallion made him one of the foundational figures in North American thoroughbred breeding. Lexington led the American sire list 16 times, a record that indicates not a single exceptional crop, but sustained dominance across many racing seasons. His offspring and female line descendants helped shape American pedigrees at a moment when the sport was changing from stamina-heavy heat racing toward shorter, faster contests. This matters because the value of a stallion is not confined to producing winners in his own lifetime, it lies in how his traits circulate through generations. Wickens treats pedigree not as a dry technical matter, but as a historical mechanism, showing how a horse's body could influence an entire industry. Lexington's male line later disappeared, but his broader genetic legacy continued through descendants embedded in thoroughbred bloodlines around the world. Thirdly, the Civil War made Lexington's life part of a wider national upheaval. Lexington's lifetime coincided with one of the most disruptive periods in American history, and Wickens uses that overlap to broaden the biography beyond the racetrack. The Civil War affected racing calendars, transportation, property, labor systems, and breeding operations, especially in Kentucky and the border regions where thoroughbred culture was deeply rooted. Horses were not insulated from the conflict. They were valuable assets in a society where military needs, economic instability, and regional loyalties could endanger farms and bloodstock. Lexington's career at stud unfolded amid these pressures, which makes his dominance more striking. Many of his offspring raced or were bred during years when the sport itself was unsettled. The book's historical frame also invites readers to consider the dependence of elite racing and breeding on broader social structures, including wealth, landholding, and labor. By connecting Lexington's life to wartime disruption, Wickens presents the horse as a lens on how a leisure industry survived, adapted, and reconstituted itself after national crisis. Fourthly, archival research turns a pedigree icon into a historically situated subject. One reason the book stands out is its effort to recover Lexington from scattered 19th-century sources rather than treating him only as a name in pedigrees. Wickens draws on racing publications, newspapers, farm records, and other historical traces to reconstruct the world around him. This method is important because animal biography faces a basic evidentiary problem. The central subject cannot speak, and much of the surviving record was created by owners, bettors, breeders, journalists, and institutions. The book, therefore, depends on careful interpretation of human documents while keeping the horse at the center. Wickens's achievement is not merely accumulating facts, but arranging them so that readers can understand systems of ownership, reputation, breeding, and public memory. The book won the 2023 Dr. Tony Ryan Book Award for Thoroughbred Racing Literature, reflecting its recognition within a specialized field. Its research-based approach gives general readers access to a period often known only through technical racing histories or pedigree references. Lastly, Lexington's afterlife shows how a racehorse became a cultural symbol. The biography also follows Lexington beyond his competitive and breeding years into the realm of memory, preservation, and regional identity. After his death in 1875, his skeleton eventually became part of the Smithsonian's collection, a striking sign that he was regarded as more than a private sporting asset. In 2010, his remains returned to Kentucky and went on display at the International Museum of the Horse, reinforcing his association with the Bluegrass region and its self-understanding as a center of thoroughbred culture. This afterlife matters because it shows how sporting figures become historical artifacts. Lexington's image, including the famous Edward Troyer portrait, helped shape visual memory of the horse and contributed to Lexington, Kentucky's equine identity. Wickens' treatment of legacy, therefore, extends beyond bloodlines. It asks how a horse can remain present in museums, civic branding, racing history, and public imagination. Lexington's story becomes not only a biography of an animal, but a study of how communities preserve and reuse the past. In conclusion, Lexington is best suited for readers interested in thoroughbred racing history, Kentucky culture, Civil War era America, and serious animal biography. Racing specialists will find value in its treatment of pedigree, heat racing, and sire influence. While general history readers can use the book to see how a sport was shaped by war, economics, regional ambition, and changing ideas of athletic excellence, its practical benefit is not instruction in horse breeding or racing strategy, but historical understanding. It explains why Lexington's name still matters in pedigrees and institutions long after his own lifetime. Intellectually, the book encourages readers to think about animals as actors within human systems of commerce, reputation, science, and memory. Compared with more familiar racehorse biographies such as Seabiscuit or Secretariat, Wickens' book stands out because its subject belongs to an earlier and less accessible racing world. It does not rely on modern media spectacle or living memory. Instead, it rebuilds a 19th century world from archival traces and shows how a horse with a short racing career could exert extraordinary long-term influence. That combination of equine biography, social history, and breeding history gives the book a distinctive place in racing literature. If you would like to support Kim Wickens, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.